This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Israel strikes South Gaza and raids a hospital in the north as the war grinds on with renewed U.S. support. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A strike on a home in Rafah, where displaced people were sheltering, killed at least 25 people, including women and children. And another hit killed at least three people, according to AP journalists who saw the bodies arrive at two local hospitals early on Tuesday. The IDF is pressing ahead with its offensive against Hamas, with renewed backing from the US, despite rising international alarm over the war's toll. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed into law a new measure that allows police to arrest migrants who cross into the U.S. illegally. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The new law allows any Texas law enforcement officer to arrest people who are suspected of entering the country illegally. Once in custody, they could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Migrants who don't comply could face arrest again under more serious felony charges. While immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility, it's not the first time a state has tried to bolster their enforcement. In 2010, opponents denounced an Arizona law that became known as the Show Me Your Papers Bill. It was largely struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Legal challenges are expected for the new Texas law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden and Chief Justice John Roberts will speak today at the funeral services in Washington for retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. She was 93 when she died on December 1st, the first woman to serve on the high court. They're looking through collapsed buildings in China for anyone who may have survived an overnight earthquake that killed at least 126 people. This is AP News. Now about the actor Jonathan Majors.
Actor Jonathan Majors has been dropped from upcoming movie projects after he was convicted Monday of assaulting his ex-girlfriend during a chauffeured car ride in New York City in March. A person close to Marvel Studios and Disney tells the Associated Press the companies have cut ties with Jonathan Majors on all future projects. Majors had played Kang the Conqueror in Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania and in two seasons of Loki. He was set to star in a film called Avengers: The Kang Dynasty. A jury in New York found Majors guilty of one misdemeanor assault charge and one harassment violation. He was acquitted of a different assault charge and of aggravated harassment. He declined comment as he left court. Majors will be sentenced February 6th. He faces up to a year in jail for the assault conviction. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Gas is $3.08 a gallon today, 5 cents less than a week ago, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.